Debbie, have you noted attendance? Okay. Is there any public testimony, anything that anybody needs to say that is not already listed on the agenda? All right. Approval of minutes.
I move to approve the Volunteer Coordinating Committee minutes of July 18th, 2019.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of July 18th. All those in, is there any conversation? Nope, okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
All right, opposed? All right, motion pass. All right, let's start with Budget Committee. And we've got Ali Rasuli, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Nope. All right.
We don't have an email or anything?
No email? Okay. Charter Review Committee. So we've got two vacancies in probably, I'm guessing, alphabetical order. We've got Michael DeBlasi.
Good evening. Probably remember me from the last time. I thought I'd give it one more go.
Okay.
And I am here to fill one of the vacancies on the Charter Committee. It's an important committee as it really helps set the framework for the city's operation and moving forward. So I thought that there's things that I could be a part of to help make decisions for the future of Kaiser.
You're on two other committees currently?
So I'm on the Planning Commission, although next month is my last meeting. I'm terming out on that. And I'm also on the Traffic Safety Bike and Ped Committee.
This is a short duration committee, so attendance you wouldn't have a problem with that. Oh, sorry, you wouldn't have a problem with attendance?
No.
Questions? Okay.
Have you reviewed the current charter?
I have.
And are there things in there that you would like to see us change?
Yes, there are. Two of the things that came out most strikingly to me was the representation on City Council. Right now it's at large, and I'd like to see a district or ward system similar to other cities. And then, of course, the current language for the LGBT, I guess it's probably wasn't Q when it was put in there, but that one, that language I'd like to see stricken. And there's other things. I've checked city charters from cities in the area and in the Northwest, and some of them are very exhaustive as to what they cover. Ours is very minimal. I'm not recommending that we have one that tells staff what font they should be using, but certainly there's some room for some additions.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I guess you talk of wards. Why do you think, I guess I view that as possibly way it's set up now, that every voice in Kaiser is heard for across the board and on City Council, and that would take that away in my mind.
I respectfully disagree in that I feel by having at large, where you're not seeing on the council representation, personal representation from the entire city. This, by having wards, you would guarantee that each part of the city has at least one voice representing them specifically.
Anything else? All right, thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you.
Zyra.
Come on, let me get comfortable.
All right, hello, my name is Zyra, and I live on 13th Avenue. I've been living here for about 4 years. I work for Northwest Senior and Disability Services, which is kind of borderline Kaiser, borderline Salem, in that little weird gray area. And I'm here to apply for the, reapply for the Charter Committee. I was interested in applying for it because it's just, I think it's really important. I've been able to work with charters within my own agency. So I oversee our own advisory council there. And so I've been able to revamp the charter that we hold. And I've also helped a lot with our board of directors within our agency, and they also have a charter that they follow. And I think it's really important that we look at the foundation of what builds the city, what, you know, the guidelines that really help us bring in people that can really represent the city that I live in. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to be able to be a part and a voice within the committee.
I noticed here on your attendance for the Parks Board, you were only in attendance 61%.
Yeah, so right when I applied, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So I had to take a little bit of a break throughout some of it, but she's good now. So it was kind of a journey for us when I first applied. It was 2 years ago when she was diagnosed, which is about the time that I joined the council.
Well, I'm glad she's doing good. I've lost my mom to cancer, so I sympathize with you.
Yeah. I know, it's hard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You talked of other charters that you've reviewed. What were those?
So within our, I'm too close. So within my agency, Northwest Senior Disability Services, we're an intergovernmental state agency. And so we have to have charters for both our board of directors, our agency. We actually have three charters. We have one for our agency, and we have one for our board, and then we have one for our advisory council, which is pretty much like similar to advisory council that we have here within the city.
Would you term a charter as like bylaws?
So within the...
You look at that?
So within the council, they are bylaws. They call them charters, but they are bylaws. But for the organization, it's actually a charter, because it really says what, how the organization's ran, who's going to be appointed to certain positions, how they're going to be appointed. We have certain positions within the agency that are termed, they're government appointed. So it kind of talks about those terms and how those positions will be filled.
Okay.
Sorry, do you feel like you'd be able to give the attention and attendance being on both committees?
As long as it's not when I meet, as long as the meetings aren't when I have the Parks Advisory Board, I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you read the current charter?
I have, yes.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on things you'd like to change in it?
Well, again, like the person who went before me, the clause around LGBTQ community, I think that's one a lot of people can agree on, just making the language more inclusive. And just really seeing what other people out in the community have to say and how we can expand on it. It does seem really brief to me, so that was something that really caught my attention. I'm also a grammar nerd, so there were some grammatical things in there that I would like to change. I think Debbie can attest to that, but just things like that, I think it just really would add to the professionalism that we are as a city.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming back. I'm sorry about your experience last time, and I'm sorry for my part in that.
No, you're fine. Thank you, and I'm glad I was able to come before you guys again and have another opportunity to talk about myself and why I'm interested on this committee. So thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Shannon?
The noisy chair. Good evening. I sort of applied the last meeting. I wasn't able to be here due to some obligations that I had a little ways away. So I appreciate being able to come back again and have a chance to actually talk to you guys. My name is Shannon. I've been a resident of Kaiser for about 2 years. We're pretty new to the area. We moved up from Eugene after we finished school. Before that, I kind of moved all over the place with the military, a little bit in Washington, some time in Wisconsin and Florida. But we decided we wanted to move to Kaiser because it seemed like it was one of those kind of cities that kind of felt like a small town. We wanted some place where it felt like everybody was included, and that it felt like that kind of connection that I'd had in small towns growing up. but where we could still get good Thai food. So we looked at the schools up here. One of my kids is really into music, so McNary School District seemed like the perfect place to be. At the time, I thought that band would be a low-key activity, and that would be fine. I was mistaken.
Not in there.
So right now, I'm working for the State Building Codes. I'm a senior policy advisor. I have a law degree, so that helps me kind of work with the legislation and things like that. And in that role, I've had a chance to look at quite a few charters from other cities and things like that. And I had a chance to look at Kaiser's. And it definitely doesn't feel like it matches the kind of feeling that we had when we came to Kaiser, that it was this kind of inclusive place where everybody was welcome and everybody was your neighbor. I think in particular, the section that has to do with the LGBTQ community needs to be fixed for legal reasons and for just because that's not Kaiser. There's also some kind of gendered language throughout it that I think could be fixed a little bit to make it more inclusive, that just to make it, I guess, more less definitive of who's being in what roles and things like that. And I also think that there's a good chance to kind of review the way the roles of the different city employees and things like that are laid out to make sure that's actually the roles that those people are playing and that's actually the things that they need to be doing for our city and make sure that those aren't out of date. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Question, you said that's not Kaiser. What do you mean by that's not Kaiser?
So when you read through the charter as it is now, it definitely seems like there's certain members of the community that while they sure can live here, they're not as welcome as others, that they don't have the same protections as everyone else does, and that, first of all, doesn't match state and federal law, and that doesn't match the way that I've felt here. I identify as part of that community. And I definitely don't feel like Kaiser's trying to keep me out or trying to make sure that I'm not protected in my workplace, things like that. I hadn't read the charter until I saw the advertisement for this position. And as I was reading through it, I was definitely shocked that that was a thing that was put in to begin with and a thing that was allowed to last this long. Because that's not the feeling that I got from the community when we visited, excuse me, and it's not the feeling I got from the community as we've lived here.
Glad that that's not the feeling that the community gives, and we'll work on that document for sure.
Did you have something, Trish?
Oh, okay. She answered them.
You guys good? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, I should have done this earlier. Yes, it's old. Excuse me, old school for me just to come in and sit at this chair because I used to be the council liaison. As you can tell, for some of you that may not know, I am not Marlene Parsons tonight. She is home very ill tonight, and so I'm Kim Freeman, another city councilor, so I am in filling in for her tonight. So I just want to make sure everyone that doesn't know me that I am not Marlene. So thank you.
I'm sorry that I didn't. It didn't, same thing, it didn't even occur to me. I was like, it's Kim. All right. Daryl?
Good evening. For the record, my name is Daryl Fuller. When I was with you 2 months ago as one of the candidates, there were, I think, three rounds of voting when you selected the five citizen members. I was number six. So I got pretty close. I'm sure you all remember everything that I said last time. It was riveting, very entertaining, so I don't want to go through it all again. I am a lobbyist by profession, studied political science in college, find these sort of exercises interesting. Unlike my fellow citizens before me, I have not read the charter. I have not read it purposefully, in that if chosen for this opportunity, I'd like to sit in, much like a juror would sit in on a case where you don't come in with any preconceived notions. People are removed from juries all the time because they come in with an agenda. I would prefer to listen to the other people that are there, look at comments that come in. Certainly we'll read the charter as part of the process. But for better or for worse, my goal would be to go in there without looking at the charter until we're ready to work. And then work on it with a fairly fresh set of eyes. And if that's something that would seem of value to you, then I would encourage you to support me. And if not, I certainly would respect that. There are certainly different ways to approach this. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
You guys all good?
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. Cindy?
Sweetie. I wrote mine out, so I'm just going to kind of refer to my notes if that's okay. First and foremost, I really care about Kaiser and all of the people who live here and work here and visit here. My husband and I are on our 10th year here in Kaiser, living in the same home and the same neighborhood, and this is the longest I've ever lived in one place. And I've really enjoyed getting involved more in this type of thing. So I just felt it was time for me to at least try to be part of the action that happens. I have good speaking skills. I wasn't kind of expecting this kind of an open interview. So I'm happy there's no video. When I'm nervous, that's usually the video. But I am a teacher in the Salem-Kaiser School District. I teach at Hauk Middle School. And for the last 6 years, or I served for 6 years on our union board. For 2 years, I was secretary. And I am also endorsed in language arts, meaning I have a strong grasp of grammar and editing and wordsmithing. And I also am a grammar nerd, so I actually enjoy it, and I know a lot of people don't. I've served as a chair of multiple committees, including legislative director of SKEA and communications chair, so I understand how committee work is done, and I have experience running meetings, but also being an active participant in the meeting. During my time on the SKA board, I was involved in several writings of amendments and creation of policies, bylaws, resolutions, goals, mission statements, and other important documents. So I understand what's involved in the process and the sometimes painstakingly steps that you have to take in those documents. I have attended and watched several council meetings and understand the importance of the hearings and have a basic idea of how they work, and I believe that listening to the community is extremely important and basing decisions made on testimony that is given. I've also been told that I'm good at gathering people together and getting them involved, recruiting them, and getting them excited to share their own voice. I make people feel included and heard, and I've organized a group here in Kaiser that has come to council meetings with concerns, and I was responsible for getting the largest group to go to the Capitol to talk to legislators than had ever been before I was the legislative director. So I'm good at gathering people, and if we need people to come and speak about to get their voice heard. And that's basically my relevant experience. I'm a fast learner, I can adapt easily, and I hope I can be chosen to be on the committee.
All right, thank you. Any questions?
I just have one question. Probably not relevant, but what is Fences for Fido?
Oh, did I put that down on the, I put that on the application. Fences for Fido is a nonprofit that was started in Portland. They release dogs that live on chains and build fences for them for free. So I was a, I guess you could call their social worker, where I would go to the house and I did a lot of different things for Fences for Fido. That's why I didn't list it, because it would have been like a whole page. But they're still around. There's a Salem chapter, and they put up fences all the time on the weekends, and it's all volunteer and donated materials, so the family doesn't have to pay any money. And it's also educating, it also educates the families of why putting a dog on a chain is so detrimental to their physical and mental health. So it's also an education program, get them health care, medical vet care if they need it, neutering, spaying. It's a really great organization.
This is, if you were selected and this is all done, what would you like to walk away with at the end of the day, having accomplished being on the committee?
I would like to see our charter updated. 1993, I see, was the last revision, and, you know, that's a couple of decades there, so I would like to see it more updated to fit, you know, Kaiser's residents right now. I, too, would like to see the elimination of Section 44 and just basically updating the charter, getting some experience on how I can kind of help make Kaiser a great place for everybody to feel welcome and included.
I know.
You did a great job asking the question.
All right. Thank you very much, Cindy.
Okay, thank you.
I blamed you. All right. So we have in front of us our voting.
I make a motion that we close the nominations.
Been moved and seconded that we close nominations for the Charter Review Committee. Is there any conversation? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. So now start
what are we gonna use?
Start with white. And then
everybody uses white this time.
Correct. To drive Trish crazy because I would fold mine in half.
It's like, why? Everybody's going to find out anyway.
Just do. Trish, Daryl Fuller, Zyra Flores Marin, Robin, Cindy Swaney, and Zyra Flores Marin, Laura. Let me know if I'm going too fast. Shannon Flowers and Cindy Swaney. Sarah, Zyra Flores Marin and Shannon Flowers. Larry, Shannon Flowers and Daryl Fuller. Daisy, Zyra Flores Marin and Shannon Flowers. So we'll do, does somebody want to make an in block motion, right?
Make a motion that we close the, I make a motion that we
bring forth
the names of Zyra and Shannon to the Charter Review Committee for the last two positions.
To City Council.
Bring them forth to City Council.
You know. Second.
All right.
Sarah, second.
It's been moved and seconded that the names of Zyra Flores Marin and Shannon Flowers be brought forth to City Council for the last two vacancies on the Charter Review Committee. Is there any conversation? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Thank you, guys. All of you very, very much. Appreciate especially those who had the tenacity to come back. Really appreciate it and look forward to what you guys do for us.
It was a tough decision.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Points of interest. Is LaTanya Gibbs? Nope.
So, Madam Chair.
What? I don't know. Yeah, she'll. Yes, ma'am.
So for our new people and the people in the audience, I do want to just make mention that obviously your names come forward to City Council. Debbie will let you know when that happens. But these meetings are open to the public. So for the people that were not selected for this committee, I would hope that they would come in and listen and you know, be part of the discussion. Again, all of our meetings are open to the public, so I would encourage everyone to attend. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, we did. I had said that last time, and I'm sorry I was kind of in. So thank you very much, Kim. So points of interest, no. Public arts. So we've got Andrea then. Yay! Is that usually the thing?
It's a personal joke. I'm Andrea Madison, and I'm here to apply for KPAC. Is that the acronym that we're using?
Yes, I believe so.
KPAC. Yeah.
No, no, it's not KPIC. It's KPAC. She's, yeah.
Okay, thank you for the acronym. I was a resident of Kaiser for about 3 years, and I recently moved to Salem.
Shame on you.
But I like to say that I live in the Tijuana of Kaiser because I'm just right south of the border, right on Front Street. So everybody knows where that is. And I'm interested in becoming a member of KPAC because I do care about Kaiser. And seeing faces here at the Iris Festival and other city activities and community activities. And it's an important thing to be a part of community. And I really feel that. I'm not particularly artistic. I'm not particularly creative, but I stay on mission and I show up and I work hard. And I have a few friends on KPAC, and we thought it would be great to work together on something bigger than us. So that's why I'm here today.
Sometimes artistic types need a little balance.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you worked with artists before?
Actually, it's sort of interesting because I am opening up a space for artists to come work.
Oh.
And I own Andy's Glassworks, which will be open September 9th in Salem. So I understand the importance of artists. But I also understand that there's a budget to be had, and I have a degree in business finance, excuse me. I have a degree in business finance, and sometimes you have to reel in, you know, the artist's vision, and I understand that. So I feel like, yes, it's a good balance.
The cracking of the whip to, like, this is done. We're just done.
Oh, sure. Sometimes that has to happen, right?
Yeah. Go for it.
I keep laughing because I kind of know some of these wages on that committee, too.
Oh, yeah, they're my
there
community.
There might be something more involved than you guys in there.
Say it, Larry. It's okay. We're all friends.
Like, oh,
okay.
It sounds like a book club.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Only we're not reading books that you normally hear about.
So you said you used to live in Kaiser for like 3 years, and now you live on the border. Yeah. What brought you to Kaiser?
Well, my husband was transferred, and we lived in Utah for about 11 years. I'll take that back. I say like, but that's probably not a good word to use. About 11 years. And he was told he had to transfer. And my husband is from this area. So we had decided when we first were married that Oregon was the place that we were going to retire. And because I love my husband, I decided to move with him. And so anyway, he was being transferred up here. So this is the place that we decided to settle. I say we, but really him, but I came with him. And Kaiser was really a beautiful city. His parents lived.
Was?
There. Did I say was?
Yeah.
Is.
Thank you.
Excuse me. It's late in the day. I've been up since 4 o'clock. My dog had surgery yesterday, so I'm a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuzzy.
Don't worry, Trisha's being sassy today.
Always.
Well, that's okay. I like that. Where was I? Oh, so what brought me to Kaiser? So anyway, we looked around Salem because that's where my husband's parents live. And we loved Kaiser. Our friends lived in Kaiser. And so we knew that the home that we were going to move into was not our forever home, and Kaiser was not going to be our forever home. We knew that going in, but we didn't move far. Because we do like Kaiser.
Thank you.
And I just want to make sure there's no issue. We can. I know that we have non-residents, but it's usually like a certain number, and that's one, and we don't have any issues with that.
I thought it was preferred.
Pardon?
I thought it was preferred, one member to be a non-resident.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Our art association is also very populated with Salemites.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know why.
How many members are on the committee?
KPAC. The KPAC. No, the arts. Did I say the arts commission? The art association. Sorry, and the Heritage, that has a lot of Salemites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess I'll get to meet them if I'm hired, if you will.
It's not.
Okay.
On the Arts Commission roster, person or position number one, Jeremy Vargas, lives southeast.
Well, if he's in the process of moving back, we can have one Salem resident on a committee. So as long as, I guess, how, I mean.
I just don't want to have poor Andrea show up at a city council meeting and then have them tell her no. So, well, yeah. It's not in the So the that's us. That's not the art commission.
So there's a couple committees that cannot have.
Correct. Yeah.
You know. A Salem resident.
May I ask a question?
And so, and I will personally say I know Andy. I know she has Andrea on her thing, but I call her Andy.
That's my
And I can just appreciate being non-artistic because I'm very non-artistic, but appreciate arts as well. So, and I think from, you know, I can just speak from myself only on the council. I don't believe the council would have any issues with that. Obviously, we want volunteers, and so she is right on the border, and I know she still calls Kaiser home, so.
I make a motion.
Yes, I had a question. What are you, what's the issue? There was another non-resident on the volunteer committee, so that's a...
No, on the...
Oh, on the Arts Commission, so that's a no-no?
That's what we were discussing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to keep up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh. Sure. Sorry.
You said you started a business in September?
Yes.
So will that affect your commitment to this?
Not at all. I offer a workspace for artists. It won't affect any of my volunteering activities.
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much. All right.
I make a motion that we bring forth the name. That we close nominations for the appointment to the Arts Commission.
Okay, and Larry seconded. The moon seconded that we close nominations for the Art Commission. Is there any conversation about that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Now.
I make a motion that we bring forth the name of
Andrea Madison
to the Arts Commission.
I second.
To City Council.
Laura seconded. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we bring forth the name of Andrea Madison to the public, to the City Council for Public Arts Commission position 2. Any conversation about that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Thank you. So, like Kim had said for the charter review, Debbie will let you know when the name comes up and to the City Council, and we're letting you know. Thank you. If you'd like, you can stay and watch us if you'd like to. All right. I'll let you do that. All right. Other business? Anything else? So are we not having a meeting in September? I knew that there was a reason. Because I was telling Sarah beforehand, since she's vice, that I am taking the Marion County Master Recycling class. It meets on Thursdays, though. So I was like, well, September and October. But I knew that there was one month where I didn't have to feel bad about. So, all right. Okay. Was there not going to be the training thing after? Okay. All right.
Is that going to take place?
Yes. Yes, my mic's not on. Yes, but I want to wait for Marlene because we were doing it jointly, and I know she has some specific thoughts. And to be honest, we did not really have a good verbal communication about that. So I'm not going to speak for her.
The city attorney, Shannon, was going to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know Shannon couldn't be here this month, and obviously we're not meeting next month, so we'll just make sure he's available in October.
All right. So at 6:40, move to adjourn, right? Just